Okay, our two defensive student athletes on everybody's left, linebacker Ayinde Ely, and on everybody's right, defensive back Wesley Walker. We'll go ahead and open it right up for questions for Ace and Wes. Questions? Rod?
Wesley, can you rush through that play where you got the quarterback with a big loss, you know, that led to the offense coming back and taking it down?
Are you talking about the reverse? It was we broke down film through the week, and that was one of the plays that you know, we just kept in mind when number three, the wide receiver, was cut. So I mean, I just believed in the film, and I knew it was coming when I seen the yo try to rock back. So I just shot my shot, tried to make a play.
Kelly.
For both the guys, it seemed like they went with kind of a downhill power running attack. Was that a little bit of a surprise? Was that kind of what you were expecting? I know they gave you some weird formations as well. They were showing a lot.
We prepared for some of the formations they showed and stuff, but you know, they just came out of camp too, so they had some new stuff that we haven't seen before that they had, so we adjusted to that, and yeah.
Patrick.
Hey guys, on that last drive, I hate to bring that up, but you know, 6 minutes and they go 75 yards punching into one particular aspect of that drive that surprised you or caught you off guard was particularly problematic.
I mean, the whole drive, every yard of that, you know, I'm pretty sure Wes feel the same way. He remember every yard, every play they caught. I mean, it's just something we got to go look at the film and we got to clean it up. We got 11 more games, and this is only one of them, so you got to patch up your wounds and keep them moving.
Ken?
Both guys, can you describe kind of how that two-point conversion play
hold
it from your perspective and just maybe what it was like waiting for that for
you
to come back?
So we was in a call, and I mean, the wide receiver just sat it down. He sat it down in the zone where, I mean, really where that's really mainly the most unprotected area in the call. And I mean, I didn't know if it was a catch or not, but I mean, watching it on, it was kind of unclear if it was a catch or not. I mean, they called it a catch, so I mean, it was a catch, but I mean, I didn't know, so I was really unsure of what it was, so I was just waiting on the call, and they said it was a catch. So I mean, we just got to put that behind us. We can't dwell on something that we can't control no more.
Thanks.
I mean, a 2-point play. I mean, I was playing back in my head. I mean, they went to empty, and he found a soft spot. I mean, credit to them. They a team too. They work. They prepared too. And he's a football player. He found a soft spot. And yeah.
Rod,
Whaley went for over 100. I think he had like 144 yards. Seemed like a lot of those yards were after the first contact. You know what did he show to you guys
and
enable him to get those extra yards after contact?
He ran hard. He ran hard when he got the ball. I mean, you know, he's a football player too. He works and everything. He ran hard when he got his opportunity.
Go.
Wes, you had the big strip that kind of was the momentum play that you talk about that play, and it seemed like it was just kind of a late effort. Is that one of the things you guys practice a lot of those?
Yeah, we, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing we practice and emphasize is just, you know, ball disruption, attacking the ball. So when I seen one of my teammates holding him up, I just fell back on my track. It was more like natural. I wasn't really thinking. I just, that's what we do in practice. So, I mean, it just naturally happened.
Okay, anything else? All right, thanks, fellas. Appreciate it. Okay, I just sent a note.